at 1037thebuzz.com.
Your background is impressive, George, but how does it apply to what we do here at Kruger Industrial Smoothing?
Well, at the Yankees, it was all about smoothing things over, you know, chiseling away, grinding down. In fact, we used to call it the grind.
It says here you worked at Play Now for 4 days.
That should be a 14, let me just...
Well, George, I'll be honest, I could go either way on you. But what the hell, we need someone, huh?
You won't regret this, sir.
I don't care.
Kruger, I heard your company stinks. I heard you couldn't smooth a silk sheet with a hot babe. I lost my train of thought.
Oh, yeah? Where'd they get that? The Jerk Store?
The Jerk Store called and they're running to you. You're their all-time bestseller.
That's it.
Game ball on this Monday. Landers, Chrysler, Dodge, Bram, Justin Anker, Chris Kane to the UALR baseball team. A three-game sweep of Western Kentucky. Two wins in Sunday's doubleheader at Gary Hogan Field. So congrats to them and to Kevin Wilson for running such a fine place here at Landers, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram. Tonight, NBA basketball, 6 o'clock, Bulls and Nets, as the Bulls try to close out Joe Johnson and the Nets. Pacers and Hawks follow at 6:30. And then the late game tonight at 8:30, the Thunder and the Rockets. I'll just go ahead and assume that Oklahoma City won, and I'm going to go to bed early. All right, safe bet. Let me get Ron and Malvern here. Somebody took your chair, big guy. What's up, Ron?
Wait, I want to compliment you and your boys on that Crazy Mike's commercial. That's really good stuff.
Well, thank you. I have to credit James Ballantyne for the writing.
Well, the only improvement could be if they bumped you and got Christy in it. But, you know, other than that, I think it's outstanding. How's that?
She's in it.
Does she have a speaking part? I know they talk.
We were going to let her be window dressing, but then we realized it was radio, and if she didn't talk, nobody would notice. So she does the announcing at the end when they say, parents,
don't let
this happen. Yeah, don't let this happen
to you. She sounds much better than you.
Yeah.
Maybe she should co-host with you.
That'd be interesting.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think she gets enough of me at home. I don't know that she'd want to do that. I'll tell you what, if Kevin Wilson's wife comes and starts working with him here at Landers, then I'll hire Christy to come work with me.
Kevin, make it happen for just one day. Just one day, please.
She would kill you in your sleep.
I just want to say that I really like it. It's good stuff. How long did it take you to take? How many takes? How long did it take?
My kids are one-take wonders. I was very proud of them. Parker actually read his bit, and I told Maddox exactly what to say, and he'd say it exactly right, and that would be it. He was really good. They're both hams. I don't know where they get it.
I don't either, but we'll think about it, okay?
All right, ma'am.
See ya.
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate it. Yeah, that was fun, actually. And I got to take them to Crazy Mike's this weekend. And their mom did not check in on Facebook at Crazy Mike's. She checked in at the beach. So we had boys' night out. We went to Crazy Mike's. No more boys' nights out for Michael Jordan. He got married over the weekend to Yvette Prieto, who is a Cuban something or other slash something or other. She's a hot chick who's a model.
How old?
She's 12. He's, no, I don't know.
I think she's like 20 years younger than him.
She's quite a bit younger than him. They've been together 3 years, though, so he really did a good job of sort of, you know, making sure that she understood.
They got married at the country club, Jack Nicklaus's country
40, club? 40,000 square foot tent put together.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just for him.
Just for him.
I hope he could afford it.
It's quite a soiree. Also,
you weren't invited?
At the other end of the love spectrum is Steve Nash.
Uh-oh.
Steve Nash probably won't have the NBA playoffs to focus on for too much longer. In fact, we know that they don't. It's over.
Yeah, it's true.
Lakers blown up by 31 Friday, and then they lost again yesterday, and it's over now. He and his ex-wife, Alejandra Nash, have been divorced for almost 2 years. However, the child support issue is still ongoing. Per TMZ, Steve managed to find an Arizona judge that agreed with him that his ex-wife didn't need child support. She received a hefty settlement in the divorce, and Steve covers the bulk of the medical, school, and nanny costs. Therefore, he feels any extra money to his ex would go for frivolous things. Convinced the judge she doesn't need child support because he made her a millionaire five times over in the divorce settlement. On top of that, she pulls in more than 30 grand a month.
Wow.
I would totally
30 G's a month.
Marry and divorce Steve Nash for that. She says Steve makes $1 million more than her every month, and it's unfair that he's not forced to use some of it to benefit her kids. He's saying he's paying plenty, 90% of medical, school, and extracurriculars, and 82% of the nanny's $2,000 a month salary. They got a pretty cheap nanny, $500 a week. I guess I don't know how much care she's providing, but still.
How many days a week?
I don't know, but $2,000 a month seems pretty affordable.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Well, if it's 5 days, $100 a day.
If I was a nanny, I'd demand more than that, especially from Steve Nash. Maybe that's Canadian dollars. I don't know.
The loony? What's the loony currency running right now?
Ethan makes a good point.
What?
Michael Jordan's first marriage never stopped him from going on boys' nights out. That's a good point.
Yeah.
But that's why he got divorced. So maybe this one will be a little different. Just saying. Okay. This is the story that really got me this week. Shane Battier, who is a Miami Heat forward, he recently talked about how they're all kind of superstitious, athletes are.
Sure.
And he said during the winning streak, he said the only thing he did that was superstitious was he kept drinking the same beer, Bud Light. I don't know how everybody thought I drank one before the game. I've never done that in my life. I don't know where that came from. It's after a tough win. After I got my head beat in and I'm bruised and bumped, that's when I savor it. He said he prefers Bud Light because of the beer his father drank. I wanted to be like my dad, being from Michigan. It was good enough for an assembly line worker, and it's good enough for me. So Bud Light caught wind of this, and they brought him like 1,100 cases of beer to his house.
Really?
And he said he wasn't sure where he was going to put it all. He said, my house isn't big enough for all that. I'll have a whole slew of new friends. That's the only way the Miami Heat don't win the title is if they get drunk before every game. And even then, they got like a 90% chance of winning it all.
Still.
1,100 cases of beer, bro. 1,100 cases. Here's my thing, and I can't speak for everyone, and if you want to drink Bud Light, that's fine. I refuse to ever drink a Bud Light again as long as Pitbull is doing their commercials.
You don't like Pitbull?
Hey,
Dolly,
Mita. Hey, I hate Pitbull, and I cannot get that stupid song.
Mr. Worldwide?
The worst hack in the history of music, and that's saying something.
Really?
As long as Bud Light is associated with Pitbull, I am taking a stance against any
love
Bud Light.
Him down in Miami.
I hate Pitbull. He says the same thing over and over again
to
a beat that somebody else made
You're
up.
Right.
He is such a hack. Such a hack.
Well, he's one of many in the music industry now.
He makes Kesha.
No.
Yes.
You cannot bring him down to that level.
Yes, I can. He's
below
that level.
She's at the lowest.
No, he makes Kesha.
And that's saying something.
No, he's the worst.
No.
The worst.
You're wrong.
The worst.
You're wrong.
I mean, honestly, Kesha is the Beatles compared to him.
Oh, my goodness.
Just saying. Thanks to Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Landers.com. Thank you, Chris Kane. We'll be out on the road tomorrow, too.
We've been in this apartment a long time. I think it might be time to buy a house. What, and leave our...